The United Nations unleashes a new threat to religious freedom. Storms severely damage a Bible college in northeastern India. And Morocco expels 5 missionaries. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The United Nations Human Rights Council has passed the Religion Defamation Resolution, much to the dismay of Christians. Muslim countries urged passage of the non-binding resolution to protect religion from criticism, specifically Islam. Open Doors Minister-at-Large Paul Esterbrook says,
"This resolution sounds very good on paper, and we agree with the tolerance and harmony issues, but the very crux of the issue is our concern for Christians who are a minority in dominantly Muslim lands."
Open Doors joins a coalition voicing concern that the resolution could be used to justify anti-blasphemy and anti-conversion laws. Keep praying for believers under fire.
They've already been limited in how they can live out their faith, and any ability to dissent charges, the unjust charges against them. We feel that this really does limit and marginalize Christians even more, where they are not able to deal with the injustice that they confront.
Meanwhile, the Christian Post reports that 5 Christian missionaries were expelled from Morocco over the weekend. Accused of trying to convert local Muslims, all 5 women missionaries were sent to Spain. Officials seized materials belonging to the missionaries, which included videos in Arabic that encouraged conversion. Missionary work isn't allowed in Morocco, and any criticism of Islam, the state's religion, is banned by law. Pray for God's family to grow in Morocco, despite the persecution. You're listening to Mission Network News. Students in northeastern India are grateful to be alive after a severe storm tore apart their campus. Last week, severe weather hit a Bible college supported by Gospel for Asia, tearing the tin roofs off of many of the school's buildings. Students are staying in temporary shelters until the semester finishes later this month. GFA disaster relief teams will work with the students to help others in the community who've been affected by the storm. Both students and the GFA teams need your prayers as they serve. In other news, about 13,000 orphans are being poured into with the love of Christ in Slavic countries thanks to the faithful Orphan Reborn volunteers. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock explains.
For many of these Orphan Reborn workers, they're in terrible and tragic environment. Yet they continue to labor because if there's just that one kid they reach, then they are satisfied that God has used them in an amazing way.
Their ministry is expanded, though. As they lead Bible studies and teach life skills to orphan graduates, these orphans are in turn ministering to younger orphans.
Not only are they the most perfect example to kids who have lost everything, as they can really speak with authority about the lives they've lived, but now they can talk about the transforming work of God in their life and the fact that they have found a father who will never leave them or forsake them.
You can sponsor an orphan in the Orphans Reborn program for about $50 a year. More volunteers are also needed at the orphanages. And Greater Europe Mission's Ron Fairbanks and his family have been in Portugal serving since 1991. They've been involved with church planting, evangelism, and training and equipping, which can be difficult work. However, Fairbanks says teaching the marriage encounter with Christ changed all that. For the first time in his career, people were seeking him out to teach them.
As a direct result of this marriage encounter ministry, the local church that we're involved in succeeded in planting a church, which in the group of churches that we're working with hasn't occurred for over 50 years.
The gospel is woven throughout the material presented, and after the seminar is over, participants can continue their studies.
There's materials that have been developed to go into further depth. They had a small group meeting in people's homes, and then that grew and then multiplied to other homes, and these groups came together and had a public service. That's actually how this church got planted.
Fairbanks discipled the church until they were ready to go out on their own. Keep praying. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter now for an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for 2 to the Dominican Republic. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for 2, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.